This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Mikey on Joy.
Yes, we're welcoming Jess Window into the show. Yay! Because our young princess over here is on his way to America. He's going to get on a ship. I can't wait until the news comes through and it says, you know, Carnival Cruises have been raided by pirates. Oh, I'm going to giggle.
You'd giggle. Well, I'd be a great pirate.
In my mind, I think everything pirates are going to be like pirates of, you know, Pan Dan. They're going to get on a dance and they're going to be very attractive. But I understand pirates aren't always like that.
I'd play Ruth.
God. I just get worried about the gastro. That's all.
Yeah. The outbreak. After outbreak,
don't drink water.
Don't drink water.
Never drink any water.
Okay.
Gather round, folks. It's time for Wisdom with my co-host Tom. It's time for Tom's Wisdom.
Yeah, I don't know why they let me make it.
Oh, I love it. I'm going to miss it.
I love it.
I'm going to miss it.
Can we keep that? I'll just start.
I'll get you to rap over it, Jess.
Oh, we're keeping everything he's done.
Yeah. Yes.
Riding on the coattails. Okay, here's what I want to know this week. I'm going away. We know I'm going away for like a long time.
Thank God.
Potentially longer. Okay.
Oh, we're not. I mean, not thank God, but you know, yeah.
Thank Allah. Thank
God. I think it'd be good for you to go out and become a man eventually.
Yeah. I don't think I'll come back a man, but.
Well, we're hoping. We're hoping you meet some little girl down in the laundry. You might finally. Because
why
when you're on the
so
cruise
much
ship,
visual in my head for some reason.
When you're on the
you
cruise ship,
you're
not allowed to have relationships with the passengers.
No, I'm not. That's like one of the big things they told me. Going to work on a cruise ship, you're not allowed to have any relations with the passengers, but people on board you're fine with. So
the people who work on the ship. That's what I said. You'll find some lovely young lady down in the laundry.
I will. Well, she'll be. Maybe you're saying she's working. It doesn't matter.
Go on, move on.
6 months I'm going away for, potentially longer, because I want to go travel afterwards. My big question here, what do I pack?
What does Mikey need to take? Well, you just went and got a new tattoo, as like I said, and you got some spaceship put on it. I said you should have had your address because I know you're going to get lost out there. I've seen you try to skateboard down the Bourke Street. You can't even get yourself from the tram station to Joy. How the hell are you going to get around the world, sweetie?
You're not. Wow, thanks, Tom. That was so helpful. Another Tom's Wisdom, and it was successful.
Jess, what have you got for me? That sucks.
What do you pack? I don't pack much. I travel all the time, and I end up. You bring back so much. So just make sure you go with very, very little. Lots of underpants, because that's all you need to
about. I've seen it. Extremely small.
Mine need two folds. So no,
okay.
No, so plenty of underpants. Also, make sure you got like... honestly, there's nothing really you'll ever need.
So when we pack Europe, because you go... Pack one colour. We just pack black and white.
Really?
Because then everything goes with everything. So if you take a pair of X shorts and they only ever go with one T-shirt, that's useless. You just pack one colour, which is like one colour as in black or white, and then everything goes with everything.
Or loads of colour if you're going to like the Caribbean. Okay. But make sure that they're all the same tone. Yeah. You don't want a pastel and a bright, that would look silly.
Exactly. Wow. So one colour. Or one family of
colour. One family. That's really good advice. So I'm no sorry, Mikey. I've let you down. He actually did.
No, this is good.
That
okay.
was good. Make sure. So other thing is footwear, and really stupidly, it's going to be really, really dorky for you, but I would love to know that you're wearing those little in the rocks shoe thing, because that's like the worst thing that happens.
Oh, reef
cuts are so painful, and they can put you off your feet way more than anything else. So like, it's silly things like that that you won't think is cool and you won't do, and then you'll think back and go,
oh,
he
doesn't mind about not being cool. He gets around in Crocs, didn't you?
That's true. Yeah, so I think don't worry about anything. Everything is able to get there. Maybe take a photocopy of your passport and stuff like that. That's very important. Oh. But other than that, as someone who travels a lot, the less you take, my partner's going to spit her coffee everywhere, the fact that I'm just saying this because I do not listen to my own advice.
I overpack. We went on a three-day train, and I turned out with these big, giant two suitcases. The people looked at me and go, "One said just shoes."
I'm terrible. I do try. But actually, now we only travel with hand luggage and pay for luggage on the way back because we're going to buy stuff there.
Yeah. Hey, but Mikey, I'm really concerned here about, you know, what time you get home for dinner at night. Are you ever late? Does Mama Deej go, "You're naughty boy, I cooked the spaghetti and now it's not good," you know? Does that happen in your house?
Mama DJ's left. She's in Japan. I've been at home alone for a week
so
now.
So she's going, "I cook the sushi and you're not at home." Oh, you don't cook
something
sushi,
like that.
Do you?
No.
Because this is what got me going. A Melbourne man had lost his job after he got home late for a family dinner.
What?
Well, I'm not going to say his name. So he worked for his dad's smash repair business and he's been working there for years. So he got home late for dinner and they had a family fight. And basically his dad said, "Get out of my house and you can't work for me anymore.
Don't come to the office tomorrow."
Don't come to the office, yes. So what he did, like anyone should, he went to the Fair Work Commission and he took his parents to court.
No.
And now he has to pay him, the dad has to give him $10,000.
I'd never take my parents to court. Who'd pay my phone bills? No way.
But what would you do?
I read the article as well. The parents, obviously, apparently they'd been under stress for about a month. So coming home late for dinner was the last straw. But there was no pre-telling him that he wouldn't have a job if he went. It was basically...
Right. There's no third warnings.
Yeah, so they're not paying his phone bill was part of that.
There was more than that. Get out, no dinner, no nothing, and off you go.
And you will not get paid.
I heard the other day that to get fired from a job, you need to have three warnings within a year, and it has to be about the exact same thing. So you can't have three different warnings from three different occurrences and then get fired.
Well, that was kind of actually broached in the article. The judge, that's not 100% true. So the judge said that there was no warning. Had there have been any pre-warning that they might have lost their job, you could still say, so there are certain things. You can't just go, it's because I steal people's donuts. I got that three times. So it's all right if I steal their, like, spaghetti.
Yeah.
So it's a different
thing. Thank
you for
making that about, talking to your audience, me.
So it got me thinking about family traditions, you know, being a good old Italian. Do you guys have family, you know? Because we always had a rule when my kids grew up and, you know, they go out and, you know, when they become into teenagers, everyone's off. My rule was, I don't care where you are, you've got to come home at Sunday night for dinner.
Yeah, great.
And you can't invite boyfriends, girlfriends, you know, like it's our time only.
Cool.
And it works really well because it actually gives you that chance to... You know, when they're teenagers, you run in and out, someone's got dancing, someone's there, they'd rather be at their girlfriend's place than your house for dinner.
I'm glad you asked. We do. We have this big family Christmas thing every single year where there's four aunties. There's my mum and Carmel, Maria and Sina.
I've met them. They're lovely.
You have?
Hello, Auntie DJDs.
So they alternate each year. And who has Christmas at their house? And there's a big thing. And we
so you won't be here this year. Can I take DJD's place this year for Christmas?
You could take.
I'd
my
turn
spot.
Up to your auntie's house to eat.
Yeah, that you'd get fed too.
Oh, I love the past.
Come out with some meat in your bones. They'd feed you so much. Yeah, so we do that every year. And there's a whole ornament hanging. And we talk. My favorite part, which I'm really going to miss this year, is we talk about what we're thankful for. So we get up, we put our ornament on the tree, and we talk about what we've been thankful for this year.
Oh, that's nice. That's making you reflect.
Yeah.
So what would you have said this year?
Yeah. Oh, Jessica Window. I was thinking about this the other night, and this is going to sound so corny because I'm with you guys now, but I've been so proud of being on this show. And it's like one of my favourite achievements in life is that I've always wanted to be a radio host, and here I am in Melbourne, this big tall building with a really great team, and I get to do what I'm loving. And so that's what I'm really thankful for. And
with
thankful
the man you love the most in the world.
It's you.
That's
it's you,
me.
Thomas.
I know.
Yes, you're
my favourite 21-year-old.
Oh.
Yeah.
But thank you. I only just turned 21, so was I not your favourite before last week?
No, you're my favourite under 21-year-old.
Okay.
You're my favourite young person in the world.
Well, thank you, Tom. So that's what I'm thankful for, and I'm thankful now that I get to go on a really cool opportunity in the boat. And I'm thankful that I'm a cool DJ and I get to be reminded of that every time Tom references me as DJ D.
DJ D.
What are you guys,
that's cute.
What are you guys thankful for?
Oh, nah. I'm thankful for my little girl and that's it. And my partner and we're getting married. That's exciting.
Remember, I'm over 50. I'm just thankful I made another year.
No, Thomas, save your saucy secrets because it's one of my favourite times of the show. Get to the water cooler, you bloody rowdy hooligans, you. Look, it's been revealed this week that the original pilot episode for Game of Thrones was a complete disaster, causing HBO to order characters to be recast and reshoots of almost every single scene. In fact, the only scene that reportedly survived the original version was a sex scene between Ross and Tyrion.
Well, you know what? If only they would have deleted the whole of last season and just kept the sex scenes that might have been tolerable.
Hey, guys, did you hear the Hemsworth have expanded their property portfolio in Byron Bay? With little brother Liam snapping up a 35-hectare property worth 4.25 million buckaroos last weekend. On top of Chris's 7 mil property and their parents' $4.3 million property, it's thought that the family currently owns $17 million worth of coastal community.
Well, all I can say is they better keep buying it up fast because the dud brother Luke might come in.
Poor bloke. Luke, if you ever want to come into the show, by the way, more than welcome. There's no need to put up the Christmas tree anymore, Tom. Have you seen the latest Christmas trend for men is fairy lights for your beard? Beard lights come with a power pack, clips, and a string of 18 LED globes.
What's funny, do they also sell them in six packs for bum fluff on your chin?
I've looked.
A man was seen to be turned around from the birdcage on Melbourne Cup Day for not adhering to the venue's strict dress code enforced for any gentleman over the age of 12. This man's criminal couture from the banned items list was a humble cravat.
Really? The things I'll do to keep Matt Preston away from the good champagne.
Finally, Welsh rugby referee Nigel Owens has responded to a tweet stating that a card advertisement he features in teaching a wild bear the art of sophistication, including giving it a haircut and teaching it the cello, prompted cruelty to bears. He blew the whistle on stupidity, revealing to Twitter that the bear in the ad was a man in a costume and not actually a real bear.
Sweetie, you think teaching a bear to play the cello is cruel? You should see what they do to him at the Laird on Saturday night.
And I'm going to call it wraps on there.
It's your last show next week, young lady.
Oh, my gosh.
And then I get a new lady.
You get a whole new lady.
I go from a pretend lady to a real lady.
Hello.
Oh, we'll stick with that one.
Then you call me a pretend lady. No, I am going to miss you people a whole heap. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm ready to cry, but I'm going to save it. I'm going to save my tears.
Oh, don't cry.
I'll try not to.
No, I do cry. I mean, if you don't cry, I'm sticking you with pins. I'm going to get a reaction out of you.
Yeah, it's been a blast, homies. It's been a blast.
And then we're going to have a party at my house.
We are.
Yay! We are going to, well, I mean, not that we condone drinking, but we'll be drinking cocktails.
We were sipping cocktails on the couch. Oh, my God. I'm a goggle boxer.
I love that Tom says, I don't condone drinking. I know on radio we don't condone drinking, but have you ever met Tom and Wayne?
Yeah, Tom's your whole career sipping cocktails.
Do you know, there was one time my children said, friend said, oh, your dad's always got that glass in his hand, and the other one said, I've never seen him without it.
Oh, so true.
It's just blue water.
Wake up with Tom and Mikey, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandmikey.com. Subscribe on iTunes or wherever you get podcasts. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.